Welcome back to Cinema Fino.
Hey.
It's a new episode. Hey. It's a brand new us.
Ooh. Are we videoing this one?
Yeah.
We are using the technology. We're videoing
crap,
this.
Crap. We didn't change shirts.
Mm-mm.
Oh, guys.
So this is a different time, different zone, different underwear.
Alcohol's hitting mm-hmm. now, though.
Yeah. And I'm losing my sense of taste and smell. It's quite strange. Anyway. We are going to watch Halloween 3, Season of the Blair Witch.
And I don't think Travis, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen this one.
So yeah, I think I'm the only one that's seen it. So kind of a flip-flop from our last situation with the Midsummer, but like, yeah, I think.
I just hope I don't scream my high-pitched, my falsetto.
You're a screamer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, this is the one film that did not have Michael Myers in it, and I believe they got so much shit for it. Like they just berated this film, but it stands alone really, really well.
John Carpenter did not do.
I don't think so.
He didn't direct it.
He came back for the fourth. So it's like
after they fucked it up.
Yeah, they were like, what? Because I think the original idea. This is coming from one of our good friends who you've heard and seen, Sean. He had said that like. They were trying to like create a different movie series of Halloween for every single like year.
Fuck, we should have had Sean on this podcast.
Yeah, they tried to make everything different, and then the fans just were not into that. They're like, no, we want Michael Myers. So they were like, whoopsie doodle.
I know, weren't they trying to do, I mean, they had the name, and they were just trying to get out a movie every year? They had that the name recognition, and they wanted their tent pole.
Yeah, flip. And they just wanted to make money and like and you know keep a different storyline every year. And they were like, "No, we ain't doing that shit."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I know nothing.
It'll be
Jon Snow.
I mean, I'm aroused. Mm-hmm. Oh, double aroused.
Ooh. Drogon.
I miss our Game of Thrones podcast.
God,
I miss Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking.
I miss. Free COVID life, no COVID. I miss Game of Thrones when it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I also miss Game of Thrones even when it was bad. Because even when it was bad, we could still talk shit about it.
Yeah.
It was like, I just miss waiting to see a show that had that much like love to it.
That much
like,
pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just miss that.
Mm-hmm. They're not common, the shows that are that good that they, you have to watch them.
Right. And especially at this day and age where it's like, you know, people are the binge-watching people. It's like... To have that show, it's like, you know, sometimes you would even cheat a little bit and like, are there any leaks? Is there anything new that I should know about before I watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Nine.
Well, that's how storytelling in Hollywood is kind of progressing, is that it's too risky to do your big Hollywood film as a one-off. Like, it's almost not even worth it. Like, people have gotten used to the binging. And they've gotten used to character arcs, so they want to see more long-form entertainment that's done well, has good special effects, but that, you know, tells one or several character stories and shows a full character arc that doesn't, you know, wrap up in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a story that takes its time and gets comfortable.
Like Mike Myers.
Yes. Or Michael Myers.
Or Michael Myers. You've got at least 6-8 films... Where you can just see his whole character arc.
Mm-hmm. And at least Michael Myers never made the Love Guru.
Jesus.
Tickle, tickle.
But again, Mike Myers was, so I married an axe murderer.
That's true.
He'd move. I don't know if Michael Myers has ever used an axe. He just has that one kitchen implement,
mm-hmm.
which is even more fucked up because that's his signature thing, and that's where you find in every other kitchen you see.
Yeah.
They have that. Big block of wood with like 8-9 knives in there. You just pick out like the biggest honking knife, and you're like, here we go. Mm-hmm. Go to town.
Yep, we got that right over there.
I'm going to kill all of you.
What is happening?
So we're going to watch Halloween, and we'll be hopefully right back and not soaked in our own blood. We love you.
And we're back.
And welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Sorry, we had to get a refill. Yeah. So if you saw a sharp cut there mm-hmm. and then heard narrating everything we were doing.
Telluride,
Colorado.
Well played.
Well played.
So we just watched Halloween 3. Curse of the Shadows. Yes, the Season of the Witch. And first...
Well, that's violently loud. That is on me. That is on me.
That's like Naked Gun whenever he's at the urinal and he's mic'd
still
up.
Still going.
No, Taylor, do it by the mic. This is a little ASMR. This will get us 40,000 views.
Amster.
You should have taken a bathroom break before this video.
That's the sound of magic.
I believe in magic, magic.
It's a sign, all right. Okay, yeah. So we watched the third film. That's the first film in the series to not be featuring Michael Myers,
right.
Which is kind of a jip. Right?
I would say a jip for sure.
It's like, you know, the first two features, by that point, Michael Myers, an iconic horror villain, and then now they completely, like, throw that out the window. They're going for an anthology kind of a thing, which, what you know, kind of like Fargo, True Detective, where it's like it's a different story, it's a different season, yada, yada. But
Season is it? Season of the Witch?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're missing something without Michael Myers. So you expect the music, the famous like Halloween music. You expect Jamie Lee Curtis. You expect Michael Myers.
The music wasn't bad. It was still done by John Carpenter. But this, like, everything except for the very beginning was just kind of...
Yeah.
Like, John Carpenter was like, yeah, I'll help out with mainly the main score.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to take a powder the rest of the time.
And
collect. Or at least it sim.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can you guys just give me a couple hundred G's and I'll just tie a bow on it?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I keep getting him mixed up with Wes Craven, and I keep thinking that he is dead.
And I get a little bit of John Landis mixed in there, too.
Yeah, but Landis hadn't done nearly as many.
See, I get John Lithgow.
Because of the... And yeah, John Landis.
I get John Lithgow mixed up with Charles Grodin all the time.
And Chad Kroeger.
And they say the hero can save us. Who's think?
And John Landis, who was making horror movies about that time, doesn't work anymore because of something that happened on Twilight Zone.
Oh, stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That killed one of his actors on set. Killed three of his actors on set.
Three?
Yes.
Fuck.
Kill the one act. We need to do a whole podcast about this.
Yeah. He didn't direct the whole thing. Did he just direct segments?
He directed once the Kick the Can segment, I think it was. They based Twilight Zone, the movie, and we're getting off on a tangent, but it's a horror movie about the same time. But it's like they based each segment. They based each segment on a famous Twilight Zone.
I've had a few. Episode. I'm sorry.
He's not really, really sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the terror at 40,000 feet or whatever was with John Lithgow instead of William Shatner, who was in the original Twilight Zone sketch. And this particular version, Kick the Can, was based on the idea of a racist, bigoted dude who gets transported into like...
Nazi Germany?
Yeah. In this situation, it was like he gets transported back to Vietnam. And he's in a village of Viet Cong. And so he sees the error of his ways or whatever. And so Vic Morrow was the actor, and Vic Morrow was the father of Jennifer Jason Leigh, the actress. And Vic Morrow actually got killed by a helicopter in that scene because the...
Oh, helicopter crash.
Right? Yeah, because they were filming like him running out of the village with two kids under his arms. The tail rotor of the helicopter clipped like part of the... I don't know if it was like the wiring in the background or like some cable... Or like some of the just mechanical stand in the background. But anyway, the helicopter crashed, landed on Vic Morrow and the kids, killed all three of them. And so...
That ain't cuts.
Yeah. John...
Shit.
John Landis did not work a whole lot after that.
Yikes.
He was a subject, as you might guess, of a massive lawsuit by Jennifer Jason Leigh and the families of the two kids who were in that scene.
JJL. Yeah.
And so... And also Steven Spielberg, who was producing that whole thing, he was like the umbrella producer. John Landis was kind of his protege, and supposedly Spielberg was not a big fan of that happened at all, but also that he was named as a person in that lawsuit.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Spielberg obviously had a lot of power, and so...
Spielbergo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So John Landis was donezo.
Damn, that's crazy.
After that.
Wow.
So there's that. He directed Beverly Hills Cop 3, if you've ever heard of that.
Remind me of that plot.
Damn good film. It was the ABC.
It was the amusement park, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, it had one of the best underling villains. I hated that guy.
Balky.
Yeah, he was later in Breaking Bad. He played.
I'm just waiting for four.
Irma Trout.
Mike. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Four. Oh, yeah. I mean, totally. We could do that. And what's his other franchise? 48 Hours.
Wait, what? Number four?
Another 48 Hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 48 Hours after next.
What were you waiting for, Tay?
What? Oh, just Beverly Hills Cop 4, 5, yeah. 6, 7.
Yeah. Keep them going. They called it Metro.
Oh, actually, wait. Was that Ronin?
No, it was Metro.
Okay.
So, Halloween 3.
Yes.
Oh,
here we are. Yeah.
So, let's get our thoughts.
Yeah.
Trav, we'll start with you.
All right. Well, the protagonist, Dr. Chalice, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Excellent mustache.
Yeah.
Clapped a lot of cheeks.
He had a Ditka mustache.
He had an ex-wife. And then, of course, as soon as the daughter of the guy that got killed in the first reel, soon as she showed up, I was like, well, they're going to bang.
Oh, classic.
And then they did much sooner than I would have thought.
Well,
they were just like, this is a horror movie. You're going to get turned into an android. We got to bang now.
Yeah. Well, and she was sad. I mean, and she was sad. She was packing lingerie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, so she wanted a deep dick.
She wasn't the only one that was packing. He was also packing in his back pocket the autopsy gal that was sifting through ashes for him.
And you know she doesn't want to be the autopsy gal.
No.
That sounds very gross.
Well, you know, she probably got an internship, and then she was like, the money's too good. And then she just stayed there. She's like, it'll only be for a while. Like, blinked her eyes. She's fucking mid-30s. I was like, I guess this is a career now.
Why don't people pack more negligees when they travel? Is my question.
Motels are not a thing anymore.
Yeah, they don't leave a light on for you.
No. You could tell, like, clearly they banged beforehand, and then he came back, and she was so cold she wrapped herself in the sheet, and then he came back in,
mm-hmm.
and like you know, if a jury was looking at this like series of events. That was premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She packed that.
Mm-hmm. And he packed that.
Well,
there's a lot of packing in season
one. I was concerned about the lack of underwear in the film. Like
I wasn't concerned.
It was like, well, he just threw his pants on. Like he was like, willy-nilly. I was like, here we go.
He went full NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
he was full Dennis Franz.
Yeah. He was out there and he was loving every minute of it.
It was not. It was, and we talked about this during the love scene, and we, you know, it took place too quickly for us to mention it. But he had a well shorn bottom as well. Like whoever was there, they shaved his back or at least
cut he had strong shoulder blades. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Rodeo Drive was a little bit hairy, but other than that, we were good.
Yeah, yes. No, he was all good. All good in the hood.
So, Trav, if you could sum up that like log line, like if you could summarize like that story in two sentences, how would you do it?
Oh, robots turning children into snakes and crickets via satellite on Halloween. Boom, done.
That's actually fair. That's actually a fair assessment.
That was one sentence.
Kick him out of this podcast. That's fucking bullshit.
I know. I'm operating it too high.
Travis, cheat codes over here.
Cheat codes. Up, down, up, down, A, B, select, start. That's
fucking Travis. I do not mind to tell you, like, I've had a Game Genie since the early 90s.
Oh, Nintendo Power Bud over
Travis
here.
Travis is the guy that would buy all that, like, shit at, like, Target or Walmart. And he was like, hey, Mom, this is $9.99.
Meow. Mm-hmm.
I beat Contra in 30 minutes. And that's all I'm going to say.
What the fuck you did? No one beat Contra in 30 minutes.
With the Game Genie, I did.
And yet all of his Tamagotchis... all of his Tamagotchis are dead.
Well, yeah.
They were full grown.
My Pokemon team...
They were full grown Tamagotchis.
On Pokemon Red, unbeaten.
Tay got my reference there.
Of course.
That's great. So Tay, your thoughts.
After rewatching it,
this is your second time. No, third.
Second. So I watched this via my lady friend. She said we need to watch this film, and you know, Sean, who has taken a minor hiatus, I think he might be ill, but he's okay.
He's not invited back, but there's a few reasons that we cannot get into.
Yeah, here. Exactly. I mean, I'm not saying Harvey Weinstein, but it's Harvey Weinstein-esque. Anyway, so Sean, when we were talking, he was like, you know, he mentioned this film, and I watched it, and I was like, what the fuck is this film? Because I'll be honest, I was 100% thought it was Halloween franchise. And my girlfriend had already seen it before. And we got about halfway through, and I looked at her, I was like, what the fuck are we watching? She was like, oh, shit. You don't know what this is. I was like, no, I don't know what this is.
So she had seen it before.
Yeah.
And so she knew.
Because she's a Halloween movie freak. She's like, she loves all scary Halloween movies. Right. Yeah. And she's old school. So she already seen it, and she just kept saying, keep watching, keep watching.
She see it because of Sean, or did she see it before?
No. Yeah, she's just Halloween freak. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Like Halloween, the Michael Myers series freak, or Halloween scary movies in general freak?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
But not Freak in the Sack, which is kind of weird. You can leave that in. I don't care. You don't have to edit that out.
Taylor, is that what she said?
So can you.
But the point is that it is, I actually like the film because it is so different. And just like with any film, it becomes a cult classic. Mm-hmm. So it is so out of the ordinary of the Halloween films. People have flocked to it. They've loved it. And they've been like, oh, it's just so different. And I think that's why Sean pushed me on it, and that's, you know, and I watched it because it was not a Halloween film, and I think that's why it's grown in more popularity. Let's be honest, it's 2020, hipsters, whatever you want to say, people want to say, "Oh, you haven't seen Halloween 3?"
Guys, we have been trying to do a home improvement grunt this entire time.
Yeah.
None of us has had the pitch. Taylor fucking did it live right now.
But it really is. It's like,
I don't think so, Tim.
But like, damn. But it's one of those films where it's like, you know, if you're like, oh, you didn't like Halloween 3? Oh, you're fucking weird. So this is one of those films that is only going to grow in popularity. Mm-hmm. And it's in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are those, if I may interject before you hop in, there are those films that maybe didn't get a fair shake because of some reason. And there are those that aren't publicly loved, but for some reason you love them even more because they haven't gotten the accolades that they deserve.
Yeah.
So there's me with Tremors. I'm Tremors is fucking great. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal film. Not a lot of people have seen it because they're just like, oh, okay, sci-fi movie monster. Like, it makes me love it even more because there's not enough love in the world for that movie.
Well, Fright Night.
Fright Night is for sure one of mine.
I mean, the horror movies, the horror genre is filled with those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's
so many
because I like there's a certain rules that take place during a vampire movie, and I think Fright Night does it pretty much perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, there are works of art out there that are not beloved enough, and you feel that it is part of your imperative to like, all right, I've got to get this out there for other people that might enjoy it.
Well, like,
this seems like it's one of those.
And let's be honest, this was made in what, 80, whatever it was.
Lesbian.
But, you know, and like, in all these, you know, these films were made at a certain time where there was like no social media or anything. Mm-hmm. So they just had to go by what they did. Like, here we are.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's like, you create a franchise, and honestly, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
For example, Todd, I'm digressing because I want to hear your response on Halloween 3. But like, let's go with Marvel and just Spider-Man in general. Like, you know, you have your Tobys, and then you have
Andrew Garfield.
Is that the most recent guy?
No, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. That guy sucks. Tom's cool.
He said Tom Holland.
Hyman.
Tom Holland is the new guy.
I said Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm. I think you said Hyman.
I think you said Tom Hyland, but
Hyman. The new guy's awesome. Who was the middle guy?
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he sucked ballsack.
He was lame sauce.
Yeah, he sucked. But like, but it just goes to show, it's like they've had a franchise that killed it. Well, the first three, I don't know, Toby.
The third one was weak.
It was super sauce weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Somebody else pointed out that the posters for number three were the best.
It's too bad they don't make the movie out of the poster.
Well, but it's like, you know, you have a franchise and you can recreate everything. So, like, with Halloween, I mean, think of that. Like, will Spider-Man be Halloween in years to come? It was like, where it's like, Halloween's like, okay, hey, the first two were awesome. The third one, dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kept making them.
And then, like, they make Venom, which is not related. There's no Peter Parker.
Yeah.
But
we're just gonna keep going.
It's Tom Hardy with a Mike Tyson accent. Hope you like that.
But like, and like,
very sweaty.
But I think that's the thing with any great franchise. It's like you can do whatever the fuck you want.
He's eating raw lobsters out of a fish tank.
Yeah,
hope you like that.
I've only watched it the once. I bought it on Blu-ray just to be like, all right, I'll come back to it. No, I'm not.
We are Venom.
Yeah, the effects were good, but
Topher Grace
was Venom in the third one.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Tom Hardy was good casting. They didn't base it at all off Spider-Man, and
I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's rough.
I just like, if you create a franchise that was successful early on, and I'm just using Spider-Man like, you know, off the cuff, but it's like you can do whatever you want, and if there's a dog shit one, they're like, oops. We fucked up. Mm-hmm. This is a dog shit one. Let's create another.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the Halloween series is. Like Halloween can do whatever the fuck they want. It was like, you know, like, oops, that one sucked. But now let's pull Rob Zombie in. Or, it was like, and go from there.
Or, I mean, with the latest one, Jamie Lee Curtis last year, or 2018, I'm sorry.
It was two or 3 years.
Yeah. It was 2018, yeah. Because it was the first movie I reviewed at MovieReviews.us.
MovieReviews.us. MovieReviews.us. MovieReviews.us.
The first one that went live, anyway. And that was, they brought back Jamie Lee Curtis. They brought back the original guy who played Michael Myers in the very first movie.
Oh, shit.
And they brought back John Carpenter to produce and do the music. So, I mean, nice. It was kind of a reboot. But also, they ignored everything except the first two films. They ignored 3, 4, beyond. They actually did a pretty good job with it.
That's what I've heard. And I've seen Halloween 1, I've seen Halloween 2, and then I think I skipped 4, and I don't know if there's a 5, but I watched Resurrection and maybe H2O.
I saw H2O, and that was sucked.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is H2O, which one? That would brought back Jamie Lee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Resurrection was the virtual reality tour with, or the real world type tour with Busta Bust.
That's when Michael Myers, like, started getting real.
Mm.
It's rough. But yeah, I enjoyed the latest one. And they're doing a sequel at some point whenever the COVID lifts up.
So they came out with Halloween by Rob Zombie. And that is the first one I saw. And as per usual, first one I saw is the one I love. It's fucking dope. It's like Michael Myers Begins, because it shows you him as a young kid for much longer than it does in the initial movie, and gives you more insight into why he's fucking crazy. And then they did the sequel to that, which was basically to give Rob Zombie's wife a paycheck. And that just, it wasn't awesome.
Yeah.
Wasn't great. The first one was like, this could happen in the real world. Just like some crazy dude gets out of the slammer, grabs a knife. The second one is much more like, how did he survive all that? Now he's back up. Now he's having weird hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, like you say, it was campy. And you know, and...
We still picked it up. Still picked it up.
Still on mic. Those kind of things tend to grow, like you say, over time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm always reminded of the Chinatown, the villain in Chinatown, who's like, you know, politicians, ugly buildings, and whores all get respectable if it lasts long enough.
Yeah.
Movies are kind of that way, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it's like, if there's a movie that people kind of shit on at first, it's like, give it time. If it actually has some merit,
yeah,
people will, like, get behind it.
100%.
It'll have legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes movies like this, I mean, it's like the first anthology movie. Now it's American Horror Story. It's like, that's a thing to do like a horror anthology.
Yeah.
So,
Midsommar, the one that we did right before this, I don't know if this is going to get...
A week ago.
What? We're doing it the same day. Fuck that. Oh. But, Jesus.
That's on me.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah.
So Midsummer
that's on me.
Was a bit the same because you said when you went to go see it, people were leaving theaters?
Yeah, about half people walked out. Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't the, you know, quite the bag for several people. Mm-hmm. But then again, if those people had been cinephiles and had seen Hereditary first, then I'm sure those people stayed the whole time for the next one.
Red Fangoria. But in the meantime, we're going to draw our next movie.
Let's get it. Let's get Bread Fam.
I don't know who's going to draw it. Who wants the pressure?
Yeah.
He's got those phalanges.
The Regina phalanges.
Hey, give it a shake, Todd.
Oh, someone made it tight. Tight and taut. Oh, this is Travis's little fucking pussy ass folding. Oh, 100% Trav. The Thing.
I'm down. I love The Thing.
Actually, I'm into it, too. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of these we'll watch as homework, mm-hmm. and one of these we'll watch together.
Yeah.
Okay. So this will be our next round.
Okay. And this is
what... check mine and take mine out.
No.
All right.
No, we're good.
No, we're live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
You want to draw?
No, Teddy's got the flames.
All right, here we go. All right. And this is, and we haven't decided what we're going to do next, but this is also very crumbled.
My bad.
Is this Travis again? God damn his shitty handwriting.
Unmistakable.
Wait, no. Sneakers?
That's me. That's me. With Robert Redford, and they...
Fisher says... I don't know what that says.
Together. I wanted together. To watch that together, yeah.
Well, here we go. Are we got it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's Robert Redford right. and Dan Aykroyd and River Phoenix.
Oh.
Barry McDonald, who plays the president on Battlestar Galactica. And so, so Ben Kingsley's a villain. Sidney Poitier is in there.
Ben Kingsley?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm watching The Thing by myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And which I've seen, but I'm glad to watch
it. No, I need to watch it, yeah.
The 80s thing, 1980s.
Yes.
With Kurt Russell.
The John Carpenter.
So not the...
Not 2011.
Not the porn version?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Also,
not Ron Jeremy.
Not with Carly Gray
or Peter North Dylan Harper or Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney.
Jesus. Stephen Tobolowsky is in Sneakers.
Sneakers? What is... it? Like, you say Sneakers, but I am seeing in my head... Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. What's happening?
That's racist.
I love it. So you guys haven't seen it before?
No.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, no. It's a new movie for both you guys. It like, as a kid.
I'm in.
Like, middle school Todd, that was one of my favorite movies.
How long is it?
It's probably, like, roughly 2 hours. I mean, it might be, like, 110 minutes, 115-ish. But it's not 100. It's not 2.5 hours. It's not 3 hours.
Travis is logging on to his OnlyFans.
We can
just to make sure he has free time.
We can watch that together. I guarantee you. Especially because you
two
guys
two hours have, 6 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. We can do that.
Oh yeah, totes.
So, yeah.
So The Thing and Sneaks.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love it.
Sneaks or Sneakers?
Sneakers.
I'm just calling it Sneaks.
He's using the lingo.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I was thinking about that recently. Like, I want to go back and watch that again because I love that movie as a kid. Loved it.
Yeah, this one's just like 11 minutes shorter. So it's half of one, six dozen the other.
Yeah. So yeah, and then it's worth
I would like to get maybe both these films like independently.
Yeah.
Like, aside from picks, because I think, Tay, you should see Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I mean, I've seen it, but I will rewatch it.
Oh, you've seen it?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
I've seen it.
Oh, and Tay's seen
it. I'm not some fucking, like, you know.
I'm not some girl from Hardbuckle.
Yeah, no, man.
In the town I grew up in, we did not get MTV, but we got VH1, and VH1 had a yearly Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
So, has everybody seen It Follows?
I fucking love that film.
I have not seen It Follows.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, I've seen it. I'm willing to watch it again.
Oh, I'll watch it again in your mouth.
What? Yeah, I will watch you watch it again in my mouth.
That is gross.
Actually, who directed that?
Okay.
Christ. Who directed this? Why am I binoculars?
This has been another episode of Cinema.
So, before we Before we finish this, I would just like to say, just in general, to all of you.
We're getting better.
All y'all out there.
We're ironing out the kinks.
On the social media.
We're ironing out the problems.
Is, I'd like to talk about a
serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
A problem that we have.
Do you ever feel?
On social media. So it's.
Not so fresh.
Pink tacos?
So in standing with our brothers and sisters on Instagram and other social medias that you're unable, like the Free the Nipple campaign, because men and women's nipples aren't equal at all for some reason, and they decide to block some rather than others, which, again, I as well don't understand. I stand with our brothers and sisters. I would conjecture... Block the nipple. Hashtag block the nipple. So I will not be showing my nipples on any social media posts whatsoever in solidarity with the women who are unable to show theirs. So until women are able to show their nipples on social media, mine will go nipple silent in the meantime in solidarity. You either...
Diet
support
hero.
All nipples, or you get no nipples. So my nipples will be going in their suitcase. I'll pack them up in the attic. No nipples for me on social media. If you want to see my nipples, you better free the nipple.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
So we'll see you guys next time.
My Girl, a Halloween movie.
It definitely has a scary ending.
Yeah. Oh,
what are their costumes? Do they get them dressed up?
Well, there's like bees and shit.
Killer bees. I really thought that Wu-Tang should have done like just a track for that album.
For My Girl?
Yeah.
Killer bees. Fuck.